Now I have the honor and privilege of introducing our great Secretary of Ag, Bill Northey. Secretary Bill Northey is a fourth-generation farmer from Spirit Lake, Iowa. He grows corn and soybeans. Bill is serving his second term as the Iowa Secretary of Agriculture after being reelected in November of 2010. I can't tell you how much the governor and I appreciate his leadership in the area of agriculture, and we absolutely enjoy serving the state of Iowa with him. Please join me in welcoming our great Secretary of Ag, Bill Northey.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. Thank you all for being here, Governor, Lieutenant Governors, Congressmen, other elected officials, great supporters of renewable fuels. Thank you for being here. This is a very important day. I think there would be folks outside this room that'd be forgiven if they didn't understand how important this day is, if they didn't understand how important renewable fuels are. In fact, in many ways, it kind of operates under the radar of lots of folks. They just go and fill up their gas tanks, and they just go, and somebody's there to buy some things from, you know, an agricultural supply facility because of an ethanol business and a biodiesel business, and increasingly the opportunities that come with a cellulosic ethanol business. We all know different, and certainly anybody that pays attention here that may have come without understanding that will definitely understand that at the end of today. And in fact, I think there's probably some folks as well that would think the ethanol business just kind of happened on its own, right, or the biodiesel business. There's a lot of folks in this room that were a big part of building that business over the last 30, 40 years. We all know there were critical turns in policy that absolutely made a difference. I look at Governor Branstad, and in the 90s, we spent some time in Speaker Gingrich's office talking about a tax credit for ethanol, excise tax credit that was pretty doggone important at that time. In fact, the industry has certainly had its threats from various proposals. It was the Clean Air Act amendments, it was MTBE, it was pointed out, other attacks on the industry. This feels in some ways familiar. At a time when we've seen that promise, and in fact the industry has done exactly what was asked of it, right? So what was asked? It was develop your market, invest in facilities, innovate, create more efficient production, create infrastructure that allows that to get out there. Certainly create infrastructure all the way to the consumer across this country. Who would have thought that was involved in this industry 30 years ago that we'd be sitting here today talking about, you know, 1.5 billion gallons of biodiesel, 5 billion bushels of corn going into ethanol. That's almost inconceivable. But that's the success that this industry has built on. And in fact, that's the success that we got to protect right now. And that's the success that actually is put in jeopardy by the proposed RVO of the RFS. This industry has dealt with uncertainty forever. There has always been political uncertainty, market uncertainties, big challenges. I'd say the uncertainty is as big now because of the proposal as it's ever been. And it's at a time when it's probably as critical as ever with as much promise as ever. Imagine, again, 30 years ago thinking that we could produce ethanol with $7 corn and actually still be cheaper than gasoline. The last few years, ethanol was produced at less cost than gasoline was delivered to the wholesale market. And at the same time, we have given up voluntarily the excise tax credit because that efficiency came and those plants still operated. Now, we see at a time when we then have responded on the corn side as well, the production side, as Lieutenant Governor mentioned, that to be able to see that growth happen in the production side, to have 14 billion bushels of corn out there, to be able to have a supply of biodiesel or of soybean oil into biodiesel and other oils into biodiesel that have supplied an industry that could grow to the scale that we just talked about. And all that has happened, and now now EPA, suggests that we turn away. And I've heard it said that EPA has thought that, you know, this was maybe this was a deep breath. This was good for the industry. I think they've heard very, very clearly from the industry. Certainly, if they'll listen to the things that come out today, they realize what damage this proposed RVO would do to the industry. That should not happen. So let me just hit a couple quick points. First of all, it seems like, and I think you'll hear from others today, that the legality of EPA being able to do this outside of their authority to grant waivers is in huge question. Most of us would say in this room, it is not legal what they did. They can't pick and choose something that was not legally provided for them in the law to choose to say this is the basis of a waiver. Second, certainly the damage to the industry is very clear, and you all make that clear, and they should understand that the proposal here, if not changed, would be extremely damaging. Certainly now, the biodiesel industry, especially right now, certainly the future as well, the opportunity and the environment that increases the investment in ethanol, biodiesel, and cellulosic ethanol is absolutely at risk in the response that EPA has to the challenges that have been laid out here and the understanding that they should gain by what the impact of their RVO would be. I think was as mentioned as well, there's real damage well beyond the ethanol, biodiesel, and cellulosic ethanol plants. It's agriculture. And it's not only agriculture, it's our rural economies, and it's not only our rural economy, it's our national economy. That has been one of the strongest pieces of the economy. Certainly the Midwest has been able to withstand this national recession so much better than other parts of the country as well. And a big part of that is our rural economy that has made that all happen. That's all at risk as well. As I said, it's not only damaging today, but it's that damaging in that future. And being able to look and think about the investment environment, who in the world is going to invest $200 million into a cellulosic ethanol plant that's going to produce 30 million gallons of ethanol, as innovative, creative, and as much opportunity as there is, if you sense the political dynamics can completely shift under your feet in a matter of a decision or two. I think some damage has already been done, but that damage in some part, some of it, absolutely can be reversed. And I'd say what we ask for is EPA to reverse what they proposed and go back to an original RVO and to do it as quickly as they can as well, since we are talking actually about how much fuel gets into the supply for 2014. And if it takes till mid-year to be able to make that decision, that restricts the amount of time to respond. We all recognize there's likely to be lawsuits as well. We could be fighting till the end of the year how much ethanol and biodiesel would be used within this year. Make the right decision, certainly make it quickly. Let me just add again an appreciation for all of you. Many of you in this room were a big part of creating this industry that if there's a book written on American success stories, the renewable industry would be absolutely chapter one of that. You all were a part of that, a big part of that. Thank you for taking time to be able to be here. For every person that's here, there are thousands out there that couldn't be here, that are impacted, that you're representing. And these voices all need to be heard now and before January 28th. So, again, encourage others as well to get their voices heard. There will probably be opportunities to continue to press the political points that need to be made after that point as well. This is not over. We have fought big battles before. We'll fight this one as well. I think there are opportunities to be able to change what just happened, and we need to be able to make sure that we do that. So, again, thank you all. Thanks for the chance to be with you. Appreciate it.